Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger, and with me, I guess not as always, but as mostly, my good friend, Bebop Robomogo Wanatron. Say hi to everybody, Bebop.
Hey, everybody.
So, Bebop, I was just curious. You weren't here last week. What was that all about?
What are you talking about, Jonathan?
You know, we did our intro and you weren't here, remember? I kept calling your name.
I was here.
Then why weren't you on the show?
I was on the show.
I'm confused. I kept saying Bebop, 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 and you never said anything.
Jonathan, I was here. You're losing your mind. Go back and listen.
Okay. Something weird's going on here. I don't have time to go back and listen to the episode now, but let's just move on and forget this ever happened.
Whatever you say, Jonathan. I'll always be here.
Okay. That was weirdly ominous. All right, so let's get on with the show, shall we? If you remember what happened in the last episode, the kids returned to the Marlow to find that it was no longer a space station, but was turning into its own planet. What was that about? Well, we're going to learn a little more in today's episode of the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Cave Dwelling. Voice, and strolling out from behind a strange tree that had sprung out of the Marlow was Hamlet. Welcome, welcome, welcome! Here is where we will play the final galactic game. Hamlet beamed. Here, on my home planet Marlow, ruled over by the mighty, the beautiful, the benevolent King Hamlet! Hamlet, what did you do? Said Juliana, approaching the Shakespeare captain.
I thought you would appreciate this the most of all, Juliana. Hamlet smiled.
As he talked, the other Shakespeare kids emerged from behind him.
I know how much you love the Marlow, how much you all love it. Oh, the Marlow, it's the best. It's saving the universe. It helps so many aliens and never does anything wrong. The Marlow can cure the common cold and reverse aging and massage your shoulders when you're stressed out.
What are you talking about, Hamlet? Said Abigail.
I'm exaggerating for effect, said Hamlet. You know, because you think the Marlow is perfect. So it can do all these miraculous things like teach you a foreign language or massage your feet.
That's two massage references, said Abigail. You're being really weird.
My point is that if you think the Marlow is so great, why make it out of steel and glass?
Hamlet smiled.
Why not make it something more permanent, a fixture in the universe.
But how? Said Finn. And where is everybody? Where are our families? Everyone who was aboard the Marlowe?
They're safe, he said, in a secret location.
Tell us where they are, said Finn, and we can settle this quickly.
Ha 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 ha,
laughed Hamlet.
Didn't you hear me? I said it was a secret.
They're on the Shakespeare, said Cymbeline, who, despite being eaten by a moonworm, betraying her Shakespeare friends and landing on a planet that used to be a space station, seemed very bored with what was happening. It's so obvious. They're on the Shakespeare.
Or, said Hamlet, they're buried deep in the bowels of this planet, where once their living quarters were cozy apartments with beds and couches. Now they dwell in the hot, muddy caverns below.
Nope, they're on the Shakespeare, said Cymbeline.
Okay, fine. Yeah, they are, said Hamlet. They're all on the Shakespeare. Sheesh! Cymbeline, why did you have to ruin it?
Cymbeline smiled. This was the happiest they'd ever seen her. So, what's the game then? Said Vale. You said we had to play you in one final game, so what are we playing?
Well, it was going to be a guessing game about where your friends and family are, but Cymbeline ruined that, said Hamlet. Hey, what are you doing anyway? You're one of them now?
I guess, said Cymbeline. You left me in a worm. That's kind of a deal breaker for me.
Okay, fine, said Hamlet. The game is this. We have terraformed your space station. That means we have taken all of the fabricated materials and slowly turned them into organic matter. Your steel becomes dirt, your rubber becomes grass, etc., etc. Terra means earth, and forming means making. So, terraforming. Do you understand? I'm really quite smart. Anyway, the process begins here on the surface, and it's complete when the battery at the center of the Marlowe is converted into the planet's core. Should you be able to get to the center of the Marlowe before the entire space station is finished terraforming, you win. We'll escort your crew off the Shakespeare back onto the Marlowe, and we'll reverse the process and go on our own way. If you lose, well, then you'll be trapped underground forever and never see anyone ever again. The end.
Sound good?
No, said Finn. That does not sound good.
Yeah, hold on a second, said Abigail. I thought the whole point of these games was that the Marlowe would return to Earth if we lost.
Correct,
said Hamlet.
But that's not capital E Earth, like the planet. That's small E Earth, like dirt.
Fellow explorers.
It was foggy. Finn hadn't noticed that he'd wandered off from the group.
I have found a way in. It's through what may have been an explorer pod bay door, but is now some sort of cave. I know you want to stay and trade insults with the very insultable Shakespeare crew, but time is of the essence. Let's be off.
Wait, did he just call us insultable? Cried Hamlet. I take that as an insult!
But the Marlowe kids just ignored him and hustled after Foggy. It was creepy, walking into the cave that had once been their pod bay. The shape was familiar, but everything had changed. The same bay, but the launch controls, all of the buttons and monitors, were now rocky formations. The ceiling seemed to drip with moisture, and their footsteps, once silent on the cool floor of the hallway, now scuffed along on the uneven rock of a tunnel.
Whoa, said Vale. This is weird.
On the hallway wall, where once explorer suits hung, the suits were now turned to rock. It looked like a crew of Marlowe explorers had been frozen to the wall. Abigail put her hand to one of the suits.
Doesn't look like anyone was inside, she said. It's just a suit.
Still feels like there are ghosts watching us, said Elias. Foggy lit the way as the explorers made their way through the corridors, quickly but quietly, not able to shake the feeling they were being watched. It wasn't long before Finn realized that Juliana hadn't come with them into the Marlowe, nor had Cymbeline, but he didn't have time to think or worry about that.
or even mention it to his friends. They were passing by Finn's compartment when he felt like he should stop.
Guys, I think we need to go in here.
Finn put his hand to the door of his compartment. It hadn't completely transformed yet. It was rocky, but it was also metal, like it was halfway to terraforming.
We don't have time, said Abigail. Look, the hallway up there. It's still changing. If we run, we can make it.
Okay, well then, Abigail and Vale, you take Foggy and keep going. Elias, can you stay here with me?
Of course, said Elias. But why are we staying?
Finn nodded to Abigail, and she hurried on with Foggy and Vale.
I don't know, said Finn. I just have a feeling, like something is wrong in my compartment.
Come on, let's go. Finn stepped 1 foot in front of the compartment and waited for the door to open. Nothing. He looked up. The camera that usually scanned him and opened the door when he approached was now nothing more than a gnarled end of a tree root. He put his hands to the door and tried to slide it open, but with half of it rock and some of it just loose dirt, the bit in his hands began to crumble away, and the rocky door refused to budge.
Shoot, said Finn. I don't think we can open this.
Okay, then we should just keep going, said Elias. We need to get to the battery before the Marlow completely terraforms.
Wait, said Finn. I hear something at the door.
Elias and Finn looked at each other. That's not a good sound, said Elias. It was a deep, grinding growl.
We should get out of here, said Elias.
But Finn shook his head. Wait, one more. The door to his compartment exploded open.
All right. So, Finn and Elias are about to find out what's inside the compartment. What is it? Are the wild things back? Is there some sort of underground beast on the Marlow now?
Well, the only way to find out is to tune in next week when we will discover what it is. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all the jokes and art and sounds you guys are sending, and I promise we will be playing those very soon. I hope you all have a great week, and we will see you next week.
Adventures of FinnCast Music, Gen Z Kids Production, written and produced by Jonathan Messenger, edited and guided by Griffin Messenger, with special thanks to Maria Villanueva. Emerson Messenger is our intern. The music you hear at the beginning and end of every show is by Mark Greenberg, recently voted the nicest human in the multiverse. For more great shows like this one, made by me and my partners, go to gzmshows.com. That's Gen Z Media, gzmshows.com. All of our shows are there. You can find a million great podcasts for you and your family. Thank you so much for sending in your art, your ideas, your sounds, everything. Love it so much. And we will be featuring all that stuff very, very soon. Thank you so much. And we will see you next week.
Don't worry, everybody. I'm playing the long game on this prank.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.